Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi, Mike. That's right. I am live by the riverside. Very chilly Tuesday afternoon. However, it is an exciting afternoon. The start of Lent Bumps. The M4 division is going to be going off any minute now. The 4-minute cannon has gone, and they will be starting very soon. I am standing on first post corner. We've also got Harriet, who's going to be at Grassy Corner, and Tia at Ditton Corner. Harriet, can you give us a rundown of this M4 division?
Sure can. I'm at Grassy Corner. That's the second cannon, so we're about to go off. Leading at the front, we've got Queens, M3, followed by Fitzwilliam, M2, Christ, M3, Emmanuel, M3, Homerton, M2, Hughes Hall, M2, Queens, M4, Corpus Christi, M2, Selwyn, M3, Emmanuel, M3, Darwin, M2, Churchill, M3, Magdalen, M3, Clare, M3, South, 3rd, M4, St. Cat's, M3, Churchill, M4, and then finally Sydney, Sussex, M2. Now we're looking forward to a good race here. I'm going to pass along to Tia, who's at the end of the race, or near the corner.
And so the boat back at first base corner with Andy here. The boats are being pushed out into the middle of the river, so we've probably got about 20 seconds or so to go into the start cannon. And there is the start cannon now. So it's Queens M3 who are making their way towards me now, and they are going off at a rate of knots in terms of the effort they're putting in. A little bit scrappy with the blades all kind of going in different directions, but there's a crab behind them. Fit 2 have caught a crab, so that means that Queens have opened up quite a large gap, about 2.5 lengths, and Fitz are coming under pressure from Christ 3 behind them. Christ 3 down to about a length on Fit 2 after Fitz 17 caught a crab. The Fitz down to 3/4 of a length behind them, so Emma, they're holding station with Christ. I think that is going to be above Christ 3 on Fit 2 as they go round first post corner. That looks to be the only early bump that we're going to have. It's literally down to about 1/4 of a length now. I expect that to be a bump just as they go around first post corner. Further back, Homerton on station with behind them. We have Hughes Hall. Behind Hughes Hall, it's Queens. This is the Queens M4, two Queens boats in the division. And as I say, there doesn't look to be any early bumps at the top of the division apart from that Christ one on Fit. Which we will confirm shortly. Harriet, is anything happening at Grassy?
Pretty much all I can see at Grassy is Queens, and they're about 3-4 lengths in front of Fitz, who are following up behind, but they are so far in the head they're speeding, and I can see Fitz coming around the corner now, followed by Christ M3. Christ are closing the gap in between them and Fitzwilliam, so Queens are well and truly ahead of it, but it looks like Christ might be catching up on Fitzwilliam, and around the corner I can just see Emmanuel, and over to you, Andy.
Yeah, and this Selwyn stroke has just caught a horrible crowd. He's still not been able to get it sorted, so they are rowing without a stroke. That is Selwyn M3, and they're surely going to be caught by Emma. Emma, that's Emma M4, who are taking quite a while to catch them, given that with Selwyn stroke, he's not rowing at all. They haven't yet got the bump, but I'm sure there must be as they go round first place corner. Back behind Emma, we've got an interesting tussle here between Churchill 3, the pink blade of Churchill 3, and the stripy blade of Darwin 2. It's down to about 3/4 of a length as they go round first place corner, so that's going to be interesting to watch as we get to Grassy. There's a huge gap behind Churchill 3. It looks as if Magdalen and Clare have bumped out. So that's a bump which we'll try and confirm shortly. For the moment, we will go back to you, Harriet, at Grassy.
Well, I've just been passed by Queens M4. There seems to be quite a big gap between Queens M4 and Corpus Christi M2. No one has bumped as of yet, and so that's been Queens, Fitzwilliam, Christ, Emmanuel, Homerton. I'm going past me now with Corpus Christi M2, and they're being closely followed by Selwyn. There are about 2 links between Corpus and Selwyn, and Selwyn are working on closing the gap. Now, coming up next, we have Emmanuel M3, followed by Darwin M2. Darwin are really going for it and closing what looks like a length and a half gap in between. And and followed closely by Churchill. I'm going to pass on to Tia to see what's happening around the end of the bend.
Yes, I just had really exciting information, Emma, about 11
and there doesn't seem to be much going on around the bend. So over to you, Andy. Anything up there?
Yeah, and so a few bumps to report at the bottom of the division. So as expected, Magdalen 3, they were bumped by Clare 3 very, very early on. In fact, before the motorway bridge. I can only just see that at the end of my vision. So that is Clare 3 bumping up Magdalen 3. St Cap 3, they did indeed bump first and third. Four, so a good start for St Cap 3. And then finally, the two bottom boats, they also bumped out. So City, Sussex 2, they bumped up on Churchill 4. So the last six boats all bumping out. And Harriet, any more action at Grassy? If not, I will give a rundown of the division.
There is absolutely no action, no boats are going past, but so far, as I can see, there have been no bumps to see it at Grassy Corner. So Queens were well ahead in the lead, and they were followed by Fitzwilliam M2, Christ M3, Emmanuel M3, Homerton M2, Hughes Hall, Queens, and then Corpus. And Corpus were really working on closing the gap between them and Queens. I'll pass over to Tia to see whether this actually happened.
That's been really exciting. This is Antonio's Emma. I think they've just been bumped. So, from what I can see, it's the Well, it is. They've definitely been bumped on our side.
We seem to be getting a little bit of wind interference. I can't hear CS too well, so I will give a roundup of what we believe has happened in this M4 division. So as I've got it marked, we have got four bumps. So Queen's M3 rode over at the top of the division. I believe these are provisional results. Christ 3 bumps up on Fit 2. It's looking like Rowover's got Emma 3, Thomason 2, Hughes 2. Believe there may have been a bump between Corpus 2 and Queen 4. We will confirm that as soon as possible. Selwyn 3, Emma 4, Darwin 2, and Churchill 3 looking set to row over. And then the bottom six boats bumping out. So that's Clare 3 bumping up on Magdalen 3, Cap 3 bumping up on first and third 4, and then finally Sydney Sussex 2 bumping up on Churchill 4. They are the provisional results of this M4 division.
Lent bumps.
CAM FM.